seems rather odd to have virtually anything about John the Baptist on the Sunday of Joy, so we'll probably skip over him to some other places. Although I must say, every time I read this passage, I'm reminded of William Willimon when he was the dean of the chapel at Duke University. An interesting position to be in, because nobody's required to attend chapel at Duke, not even the people in the divinity school. So he never knew who was going to show up when he had chapel. It might be no one, and it might be filled from front to back and side to side. But he said he'd always wanted to have a series of Christmas cards coming out of the larger picture of the early years of Jesus, including some of the things from John the Baptist. And he'd always wanted to see a Christmas card that opened up with, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath?" I don't think it would sell very well, but he went on to make some more important points than that, but I'm afraid that's the only part I really remember. So instead of talking about John the Baptist and vipers on this, the Sunday of Joy, we're going to talk about Paul's word to the church at Philippi. And for just a short period of time, we're going to look at and see what Paul has to say. And what's interesting here is that he doesn't mention joy specifically. Like, he's not saying, it's not a passage on joy, at least not as the word appears. But he's talking about the reality of joy within our lives. Obviously, the concept of joy and the word itself is not foreign to the Bible. I mean, it's found in a number of places. Your joy might be complete, and we have other passages of that nature. But what Paul is talking about here, and where he begins with, "Rejoice in the Lord always, I will say it again, rejoice," is what's the characteristic of joy? Or what does it do for us? Not in a crass, transactional nature, you know, what does joy benefit for us so we can see whether we want it? But rather, what is it, and in a sense, what does it do? Well, one of the things that's interesting about joy in our ongoing blurring of language, which happens with every language, some of it is more deplorable than others, at least to me, but joy and happiness are frequently used interchangeably, which really is a loss, because if they both mean the same thing, then we've lost one or the other, and I'm pretty sure we're going to lose joy. Happiness, by its very nature, is transient. It's one of those things. You're happy that you woke up and the sun was shining, or something of that nature. You watch a television show that makes you laugh, you are happy you watched it. And happiness is wonderful. I wish we had more of it. But joy is something fundamentally different. It's different and it's deeper. Because joy is one of those things that is independent of what's going on around us. Yes, we can be joyful. We sing songs, joyful, joyful, we adore him, and that sort of thing. But joy at its essence is something within us that is that is inextinguishable and separates those with it from those without. Joy is, in some ways, almost a kind of confidence. At least that's where it comes from. Because if we wanted to pick a single verse out of the Philippians passage we read that describes joy, it would be verse 7, the last one. "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." The peace of God is like joy. It transcends all understanding. It goes beyond the obvious. No one would walk into Martin's hospital room and be happy that he was there. Well, unless they thought it had been a fatal stroke and they were happy he was alive. But, you know, you're not going to go in there and be happy to see someone in the hospital. We're not happy that people are ill. Yet we can still be joyful in the midst of that. But how? Because joy isn't created by the circumstances in which we find ourselves. Joy comes primarily and fundamentally from God. And joy is that deep inner sense that this will work out, that God is in control, that the fact that we don't understand how this could possibly have anything good come out of it, whether it's an illness or a tragedy, we think of the just unimaginable feelings that the parents are going through in Connecticut right now. And hard as it is, we think, what was going through that man's mind? What kind of a horrifying prison did he find himself in where that made sense? And we can't, I can't see anything good coming out of this. Like, I can't even imagine it. If they had some kind of gun control renaissance in the United States so it could never happen again, that's still not enough for that many children. So how do I find any possibility of joy? It's because I'm not joyful because of what happened. No, I'm not joyful about that, but the joy that I have within me reminds me that God is fundamentally good. That God will bring good out of evil, even if I can't imagine how. And I can't imagine how. I look at the life I live, which has been one of, compared to the vast majority of people in the world, a life of privilege and comfort. And yet I still look at some of the struggles, the challenges I have. Every once in a while it strikes me again, and it got me just a few weeks ago, that my mother, who really liked children, would have loved to have twin grandchildren. And not only did she not see them, she didn't even see me get married. That doesn't make me happy. But it doesn't extinguish the joy that I have. Because it can't. Because the joy that I have is connected not with how I'm feeling today, but it's connected with my relationship with God through Jesus. Joy is what allows us to continue moving forward, to look forward to what is happening with a kind of confidence that other people frequently can't. Because it's this peace of God that guards our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. On the way here, I was listening to the radio, as I frequently do, and there's an interview with a doctor talking about seasonal affective disorder, depression brought on by darkness, which I saw a lot more when I lived in Edmonton, where it gets darker earlier and longer and all the rest of it because it's so much further north. Even those things that depress us, and I'm talking about just having a bad day or something else, can't take joy away from us. It seems hard to believe, but as someone who has suffered from depression, as I have, even in the midst of that, there was still this deep sense that God was there. That even on those days when it was at its worst, there was no sense of, if I allowed the Holy Spirit in, if I didn't ignore the Holy Spirit, who frequently lets me do that, I wish he didn't, or she didn't, as the case might be, but there was still this sense that God was with me. And that's what joy is. Joy is something that is put into us with the beginning of our relationship with God. It carries us through, giving us that internal confidence that is not some kind of Pollyanna optimism that says that everything is good, because everything is not good. But it says that God is always good. It says that God can work through the very worst things we can imagine and bring good from it. And it's, as I said, it's the conundrum of the Christian life, where we look at it and we say, well, couldn't there be some other way for this good to arise? And perhaps there could. But this is what God is going to work with. It comes back to what I sometimes think God's biggest mistake, if I'm allowed to even suggest briefly in a sermon that God makes mistakes, was giving us choice. Because I know for one, I don't make good choices all the time. But as God has trusted us with the ability to choose, He's also said, I will bring good out of even your bad choices. Joy is the recognition that that will happen. Sometimes joy fills our hearts and we feel lifted and we feel happy on top of it. But even when we're not feeling happy, we can still be aware of the joy that we have, the confidence that we have in God in the future, and the confidence we have with God for us. Some days it's harder than others. Paul never says it's easy. There isn't much that says that Paul says is easy. He had a very clear-eyed view of humans and how challenging some of these things can be for us. But he does tell us that the peace of God guard our hearts and minds. And when we think of the peace of God as the joy that we can have, it makes this Sunday truly special, the Sunday of joy. Amen.